helping with the plan? It is 4 years since our departure from Nim, and our world is changing. We cannot stay here much longer. Jonathan was a dear friend. I am lost in knowing how to help his widow. She knows nothing of us or the plan. Perhaps best that I do nothing at present. I shall miss him. Jonathan, wherever you are, your thoughts must comfort her tonight. She'll be waiting, and you will not return. Farewell, my friend.
Mr. Agent, is anybody home?
Go away!
Mr. Ages?
What is it?
Mr. Ages, may I please speak to you?
What?
I said, may I please speak with you? Oh, thank goodness. I'm so glad you're home.
Confounded machine. You never know when it's going to up and blow.
Yes. I don't suppose you would remember me.
Yes, you're Mrs. Brisby. And I'm sorry about your husband's death. Now, if you'd excuse me.
Mr. Ages!
Great Jupiter, woman, what do you want?
Mr. Ages, I know you don't like visitors, but this is an emergency. Please.
Madam, that is an emergency.
Oh, Mr. Ages, my son Timothy is so sick.
Timmy? The one with the spider bite? Oh, just give him some pips, Cicerone.
No! No, he's sick with a fever.
Well, I suppose I could fix up something.
Oh, thank you.
Follow me, but don't touch anything. Understand?
I do appreciate it.
Just how high is his fever?
He's burning hot to the touch.
Yes.
He's soaking wet with perspiration.
Yes.
And there's a raspy sound when he breathes.
A raspy sound, you say? Does he have a chill?
Yes, he does.
Have you wrapped him in a blanket?
Yes.
Now step inside, but keep your hands to yourself. I'm right in the middle of something very important.
I understand.
Oh, do you? Oh, look at this mess. Oh, shoot, go on. Your son has pneumonia.
Pneumonia?
It's not uncommon, but you can die from it.
Oh, please, dear God, no.
Your son must stay in bed. Bundle him up.
Yes.
Not to go outside.
But how long?
3 weeks. He cannot be moved for at least 3 weeks.
But moving day is nearly here.
You asked my advice, and I gave it to you.
I'm sorry.
He must stay in bed. Now mix this powder in a broth and make him drink it. It'll bring down the fever.
Oh, bless you, sir.
And bless yourself. You'll need it. Now, you must excuse me. You know the way out.
Oh, of course. Thank you once again.
Shoo, shoo, shoo. Go on now. Go on.
Thank you so much. Goodbye. Is everything all right here?
What the? Oh, lady, don't sneak up on me like that.
I didn't mean to frighten you.
Oh, you didn't frighten me. I was just sort of working out. You just broke my concentration.
You look more like you're all tangled up.
Yeah, I guess that's enough exercise for one day. Besides, I'm really after this terrific string. I'm working on a love nest for two. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see. You have a girl.
Well, not really. I mean, I haven't found Miss Wright yet. But when I do, the whole world will hear us singing. Excuse me, pardon me.
Well, you keep making all that noise and Dragon will hear you, if he hasn't already.
Wouldn't you sing too? I mean, if you felt... if you felt the call of the wild, but...
I would not, but if I knew there was a cat nearby.
But she's out there, somewhere. And when I find her, I'll feel it way down in my wishbone. What cat?
Dragon. He belongs to Farmer Fitzgibbon. Look towards the house. See if you can see him. Come on. Come back down here. He'll see you for sure up there.
Hey, there's a cat out there.
Quiet. Does he see you?
No. Yes.
Stand perfectly still.
Everything's fine. He's headed right for us.
Don't panic. Fast or slow?
Medium. Make that fast. Very fast. I have to go now. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness.
It's a rabbit. Well, of all the silly nincompoops, you got yourself all worked up over a rabbit.
You should have seen yourself.
You keep quiet.
You were scared stiff. A rabbit. I knew it all along.
Will you hush up?
Admit it. You were scared.
Oh, fiddlesticks. Hold still.
If I had actually been near a cat, I'd be sneezing my brains out. See, I'm allergic to cat. I'm allergic to hay. I'm allergic to hound. Excuse me, pardon me.
Oh!
Miss Mouse, don't worry. I'm okay. See, I'm all right.
That's not the reason I'm crying. I lost Timmy's medicine.
Ah, don't cry. I hate to see a woman cry. Hey, was I great or was I great? Did you see that cat out there all dripping and wet with water?
I'll go back to Mr. Aegis tomorrow.
You weren't so bad yourself. Hey, we make a pretty good team. Oh, here, you dropped this back there. Nobody messes with old Jeremy boy, nobody.
That's it. Timmy's medicine. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. It is? What? It is? I mean, it is. Well, I saw it lying there, and I said, My name is Jeremy.
I'm Mrs. Brisby.
Thanks again. I have to go home now.
Where's home?
In the garden patch, by the stone.
Well, do you like me?
Of course I like you. Bye now.
No, I mean, you don't think I'm clumsy or anything. Ah! Nope. Sorry. Excuse me. Pardon me.
Well, if you're going to feather a nest, you've got a lot to learn about how to treat a lady.
Right. When you're right, you're right. And you're right. None of the girls I meet want to get serious.
I doubt they'd survive.
Huh? Maybe it's my approach. Say, you were a girl once. You could teach me how to,
behave yourself?
I'm not that good. I just need a few pointers to polish my style.
Jeremy, I have got to go home.
Well, let me fly you home. We can talk on the way.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm afraid of heights.
Okay, then we'll walk.
Bye now.
I think I got real potential. I mean, girls go for the athletic type, don't they?
Jeremy, you're stepping on my tail.
Oh, yeah. Oh, excuse me, pardon me.
Jonathan, your wife, I fear, is in desperate trouble. A visit to the great owl may indeed be profitable. Go to the owl then, Mrs. Brisby. Go there.
Nice evening, huh? I told you you'd love flying.
I don't know how I let you talk me into this.
Don't thank me, Miss Briz. When we get to the great owl, he'll know just what to do about everything.
Owls eat mice.
Only after dark. Hello? Hello? Anybody home? Well, the place looks deserted. I guess we better get out of here.
Step inside my house. Come inside or go away. Bid you good evening, Mrs.
Brisby.
Brisby? Mrs. Jonathan Brisby?
Why, yes. He was my husband. But how do you know about him?
That is not important. I will say this. His name is not unknown in these woods.
Please, sir. I'll do anything to save Timmy. Anything.
There is a way. Go to the rats.
But I don't know any rats.
In the rose bush.
Oh, yes. Near the farmhouse.
Go there. Ask for Nicodemus.
Nicodemus? But how can they help?
They must move your house to the lee of the stone.
No rat could move my house.
They have ways.
I don't understand, but I will do as you say.
It is night. I must go.
What did he say?
He said to go to the rats.
Rats? What rats?
The lee of the stone.
Mrs. Brisby. I was told to see Nicodemus. Are you Nicodemus? Please. I need help.
There.
It's me.
Mrs. Brisby? What are you doing here?
Oh, thank goodness it's you.
How in thunder did you get in here?
The plow has come early to the field.
Well, you had better march straight back out the way you came.
I can't bring Timothy out. The chill in the air will kill him.
That's another matter. That doesn't explain what you're doing
here. And that big rat chased me away. But I must see Nicodemus. The owl told me to see Nicodemus.
Oh, yes, perhaps you should... The owl said? Here now, what owl? What are you talking about?
I went to see the great owl.
The owl? You say you saw the owl?
Yes. And he said I should ask for Nicodemus.
Yes, I know Nicodemus.
He lives with the rats.
More specifically, he's the leader of the rats.
You know him?
No one has ever seen the owl and lived to tell about it.
Please, could you take me to see Nicodemus?
Yes. But for your sake, I hope you're telling the truth. Come on.
What about the large rat at the entrance? I can't go back there. I can't.
Oh, that's just Brutus. Follow me. Well, come on.
Jonathan, your wife has come at last. Perhaps now I can repay you for your kindness to me. Yet Mrs. Brisby will serve the rats of Nim far more than we her. Jenna, I fear, could do her harm. He is consumed by a lust for power. Thus far, the amulet has remained safely hidden. But if he finds it, heaven help us.
Now, don't tire him out.
No.
Be brief.
Yes.
Say what you want, then leave.
I won't be a bother.
Justin bothers him enough with all his silly nonsense. Here we are.
Thank you, Mr. Ages.
I don't know what Nicodemus sees in that boy. I'll come back for you. Brief.
Brief.
Come closer, my child. Don't be frightened.
Sir, the great owl sent to you.
Oh, did he? He is a dear comrade. Closer. Ah, Mrs. Jonathan Brisby. What an honor this is.
How is it that everyone knows Jonathan?
He was a great friend to the rats of Nim. He himself came from Nim.
Majesty, my family is...
I know of your needs. There is a book there. Read the words.
I can read a little. Jonathan taught me. The children are better at it than I am.
Read.
Jonathan Brisby made possible the rat's escape from the terrible cruelty of Nim. Jonathan, he was killed today while drugging the farmer's cat, Dragon. I never knew just what happened. Why did he never tell me about any of you? Why?
To answer that, I must tell you about Nim and our plan. Go. Look there. Beginning, we were ordinary street rats, stealing our daily bread and living off the efforts of man's work. We were captured, put in cages, and sent to a place called Nim. There were many animals crying out in anguish. 20 rats and 11 mice were given injections. Our world began changing. One night, I looked upon the words under the cage door and understood them. We had become intelligent. We could read. The miracle was kept secret from the scientists. And in the quiet of the night, we escaped through the ventilation system. The mice were blown away. Sucked down dark air shafts to their deaths. All except two, Jonathan and Mr. Aegis. We were trapped by a locked door on the roof. It was Jonathan who made possible the unlocking of the door. I have a gift. Come. Jonathan meant it for you.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
It sleeps.
Sleeps?
When worn by one with a courageous heart, the stone glows red. It becomes a blinding radiance. Courage of the heart is very rare. The stone has a power when it's there.
Look, an inscription. You can unlock any door if you only have the key. Oh, thank you. I will treasure it always.
Jonathan couldn't tell you about Nim because the injections slowed the aging process. You see, you would have grown old while he remained young.
Nicodemus, the boats are ready and waiting. We can leave any time.
Good. My child, shall we journey to your home?
Sir?
Tonight, we must move your house to the protected side of the stone.
The lee of the stone?
Yes.
Won't be long now. She's washing the dishes. Here's the powder. Nervous?
Very.
Don't be. You'll be okay.
I hope I haven't upset your plans.
Nonsense. What makes you say that?
I thought I might have caused an argument.
Oh, you mean Jenner? No problem.
Justin, I sincerely hope you make it to Thorn Valley.
We will. Listen. Mrs. Fitzgibbons is filling Dragon's Ball. Get ready.
Oh, my.
Better leave that cape. Could get caught on something. Here's the powder.
I don't think I can do this.
Yes, you can. Now, take a deep breath. Concentrate on the ball. Don't look at the door. Steady.
Okay, Dragon, I'm coming.
Steady.
There we go.
Now. Now!
Coming.
Back.
Mom, don't let the cat in yet. I've caught a mouse.
A mouse?
Can I keep it? Can I?
No, Billy. Put it outside.
Damn.
Oh, Mom, please. I can keep it in Porky's old cage.
All right. Come on, Dragon.
I'll have to come back for you later.
Jenner!
Standing in just the right spot.
Jenner, I can't do it.
When that block reaches midway, you cut the line. Don't get any ideas, my friend. You're in this up to your neck.
Come on, mates. Put your backs into it. got to hurry. That's it. Come on, come on. We're coming. Okay. I see him. It's a demon. Oh, no. No.
Be home.
We just can't leave it here in the mud.
The equipment is a shambles.
Justin!
One day we shall journey to Thorn Valley, just as Nicodemus wanted. But not now.
Justin!
This is Brisby.
Come, let us return to the Rosebush, where we belong.
Oh, Mr. H's. What happened? The children!
They're fine. Nicodemus is dead.
Oh. Oh, no. You're in great danger. Nim is coming.
Come, come, let's return to the Rosebush.
Nim is coming.
Nim?
In the morning.
Nim?
Yes. You will all die unless you leave the farm tonight.
Lies.
Please, you must believe me.
What if it's true?
We'll all be killed.
Don't panic.
Don't listen. She's hysterical.
Get out now.
You get out. I've had enough.
Jenna.
Justin. Justin.
Jenna, stop this.
The stone.
Jenna.
Get out of my way. I want that stone.
Jenna!
Justin! Justin!
My sword! You killed Nicodemus. That was no accident.
Yes, I killed him. He wanted to destroy everything. I've learned this much. Take what you can, when you can.
Then you've learned nothing. Friends, tonight we journey to Thorn Valley. We'll leave no tracks. No evidence that the rats of Nim ever existed.
come.
Now.
Courage of the heart is very rare. The stone has a power when it's there.
The stone.
Thank you.
Creepers, what a spooky place. So, where are we anyway?
It's Nim.
Nim? What? Any place but Nim? No! Oh, I should have been told. Okie dokie, that's it. Last stop. Everybody, get off my back.
You are on your own, kids. What they do to animals in that place. Oh, if I go in there...
Wait! Run, Jenny, run!
Hold on, Tim. It's okay.
Justin, what are you doing here?
We decided Jenny was right. The Lost Six belong in Thorn Valley, so we came here to help rescue them. Watch our backs.
Not again.
Will you listen?
Fine. Leave me behind. I'm going to look for my brother. Martin! Martin, where are you?
Mom! Dad! You're all right!
Jenny, you shouldn't have come back. The moon is full tonight. We're all in danger.
We'll have you all out in a second.
Hey, Justin, is that really you?
To the rescue. Let's get you out of here.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Did I startle you?
Martin?
Tim! Cat!
Oh, no!
Three blind mice. See how they shan't run at the
mice. Oh, man. Why didn't I listen?
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, my little scrumptious goon. Come here.
What the? What are you thinking, Floyd?
There, but they make such a lovely stew, you know. A few carrots and mice never even breathe.
Floyd! The good doctor will make a stew out of us if we hurt any of them.
But Muriel, I don't want to hurt him. I merely want to eat him.
I'm sorry, everybody. It's my fault. I wasn't a team player.
Here you go, boss.
Dr. Valentine!
More recruits!
Yes, sir. And we didn't even need any. I wanted to make a stew, of course.
What are you talking at, Floyd?
Dr. Valentine! Pitch!
Little Timothy!
How you have grown.
Huh? Who? How do you...
You bruise me. I suppose I have changed a bit. But for the better, don't you think? Hero?
Martin!
Ah, not quite, brother. It's me, the new and improved Marty.
Martin, what's wrong? What's happened to you?
Happened? Why, life happened, that's what! And I made the most of it, don't you think? Tonight, the moon is full, and I attack Thorn Bay!
No!
You're soon to be zapped, friends. Will be my willing soldiers. Quite a shock. No pun intended.
You're insane!
Oh, thank you. Now, she has real spunk. Not like you, hero. She has real potential. Take her to my personal chamber.
Put me down, you feline
freak! She'll make a perfect queen for my new realm. Her attitude just needs a slight alteration. chase the others in with their old friends. After all, they have so much in common.
No future.
You'll be happy to know that this cage was one of our father's particular favorites. See you soon, brother.
Then again, maybe not.
Martin, don't do this! This is all my fault. Why didn't I listen? Surprise!
Ow! Come back here! You almost frightened me to death! You wish I could one of you! Do that!
Quiet! Let's get out of
my... You call yourself cats? You can't catch me!
Oh,
damn it! Where'd he go?
Come on!
Excuse me? Down?
Get him! Get him! There he is! Get him!
Now I have you! Now I have you!
I'll show you how to do it, boy! Come here, little mercy! I need that tail to use it as a toothpick! Whoa! No!
Yes! Cecil! Quick! Cecil!
Hold your horseflies! I've only got four hands! Catch him again! Move it, Gadzooks! I'm stuck!
See ya! I was just kidding!
I blame you for this!
Hey!
Thanks for the hand!
Don't mention it, sidekick.